for you and me. Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old-fashioned love song, one I surely wrote for you.
Friday morning to you. It's 8:12 here on Palmetto Mornings, 33 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
And we always love to welcome in those who are listening to us on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340. Those listening on the free WRHI app and WRHI.com.
And good morning to those of you who are watching us. That's on CN2, Comporium Cable Channel 102, as well as those of you who are joining us on social media.
Around this time last year, Fort Mill Emergency Medical Services, it hosted its first ever Fun with First Responders Day. And it was such a success that they're back now for the second annual Fun with First Responders Day. It's going to take place in March the 15th. We'll give you more details here in a quick second. We're going to welcome in members of the Fort Mill EMS team. We've got James Bowman and Zachary Reed. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Zachary, we're going to start with you. You reached out to us this time last year, and at that point, you were part of the cadet program.
Yes, sir.
But you have since graduated.
That's right.
And you're a full member of the...
Yes, sir. So I coordinate all their social media. I manage their website and everything. Anything that you see that's posted, it's out. That's published usually by me.
Okay, great. And then, James, what's your history and background in the EMS world?
I've been a paramedic for getting close to 30 years. Been at Fort Mill for a little over 4 years now. And that's mostly it.
You love it.
It's been a career.
Probably depends on the day.
Yes.
And a full disclosure, James is just getting off of working a 24-hour shift at 7.
Right.
So he wants to go home and sleep. But Zachary said, no, you got to swing by
come.
And
exactly right.
Be on the radio.
That's right.
That's how it went down. Tell us more about Fort Mill Emergency Medical Services.
Yeah, so Fort Mill EMS is a nonprofit based out of Fort Mill. We cover all of York County. We supplement Piedmont when they don't have trucks. So we're available 24/7. We usually staff two trucks. We currently have four trucks in our fleet, but we usually keep the fourth one in reserve, and then if we have staffing, we keep the third one in service.
So you complement Fort Mill.
Yeah.
Why were you all created? Was there just a lot of calls in Piedmont or other?
It started, I believe, in the 50s as a rescue squad for water rescues, vehicle accidents, things like that, because there was a need in the community at that time. Then throughout the years, fire department acquiring different skills and things, fire department started doing more of the rescues, and that asset wasn't needed as much. So then switched over to the ambulance transport side.
And then when would you all respond versus Piedmont? How does that work?
So everything's based off GPS. So when you dial 911, it goes to York County Communications, and then all of our trucks, like I said, have GPS, and then they determine what is the closest truck. Whether it's in Fort Mill, whether it's in York, Sharon, anywhere, they go off where the closest truck is.
And we've learned in times of emergency, seconds.
Yeah.
Matters.
Right.
Again, absolutely.
You just want to get someone there as fast,
exactly
as, fast
right.
as you can. How big is your department?
We currently have, I'd say, 30 members?
I believe the...
30, like, active members that actively sign up and schedule, and then our cadets have grown to close to 30, almost 40 members.
So how do the cadets fit into what that staffing model looks like? And prior to that, or answer this for us, what does a regular, you were talking to us off mic, what a normal schedule looks
right.
like? Because that's a little bit different than what we're used to, or maybe what people think. So what does that staffing look like?
The cadets, they came out of a need for essentially community outreach, us reaching out to the community, and the school system reached out to us for the kids to potentially shadow us for healthcare careers. And with that, we had some internal discussions and we saw the need and also wanted a youth program associated with our agency. So that born the cadet program. Then from there, the cadets, they get access to our scheduling software and they can request a ride on whatever days they have available. They can come after school. They can, you know, to get community service hours or hours for college, whatever. Don't care what they do. They can come to the station, wash trucks. They can stock trucks. They can, you know, sweep the floor if they want to get hours. But we just want them involved. And then they sign up. The cadets sign up. They get approved to ride, and then they come. They ride third on the trucks. Would be me or a paramedic and EMT, and then usually a third rider. There's either a student, a cadet, a volunteer. One of the firefighters may want to ride along, but usually the trucks will have a third person on them.
But the cadet program also serves as a pipeline, right, hopefully transition them if they want to continue to work for you all, because you kind of know their work ethic and you know who they are, so it makes hopefully for a smooth transition.
It works as like an extended interview, we'll say.
The
ones that are active and show participation, like, you know, Zach. Yeah. Zach was, you know, very active, did a lot of participation. Zach's at an EMT class now. He's not certified yet, but Zach is certified to drive and operate the ambulance, knows where all the equipment is. And like you said, at Zach's age, he's essentially the social media manager and, you know, doing that stuff. So the ones that are active are, and then the Fort Mill school system now has the EMT program in the school system and a collaboration, I believe it was with the York Tech. So the kids in high school, they could actually get their EMT in high school. And I think we had a pretty good hand in that. Most of the kids are local to Fort Mill, but there's no living restrictions or anything like that. They can come from anywhere as long as they can put the effort into coming to ride with us on the trucks. And they just ride and help out. And
there you go. And extra set of hands.
I think for last year, I think we were close to double digits of youth that had became certified EMTs. Now we're, and that was 10. Now we're over 20 youth that have been through us, that have taken the class and are actually certified.
We like that for sure. We're speaking with the folks from Fort Mill Emergency Medical Services. They have their second annual Fun with First Responders Day happening on March the 15th from 9 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon. Zach, take us out to this event. What are we going to see when we bring our little ones out there?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's going to start off at 9. So from 9 to 10, we're going to have sensory-friendly time for our friends that need that special time. So that means no lights, no sirens. They can walk around and have their sensory time. And then we're going to start off after that at 10:30. That's going to be our opening ceremony, where we're going to do an invocation, the national anthem, present the colors, and everything. And then we also have One Blood. They're going to be on site from 9 to 3 doing blood donations. We've got food vendors, we've got regular vendors, and of course we've got multiple agencies all across York County and even the state coming. We've got national recognized companies that are coming that are sponsoring us. So it's going to be an exciting day. This year we're going to have 3 helicopters landing. Med Center, MedU Care out of Lancaster, and then the Heart Team from the Fire Association. They're coming. And then we're going to do a vehicle extrication about 12 o'clock as well.
And this takes place at Grace Presbyterian Church in Fort Mill.
That's correct.
Again, on March the 15th from 9 to 3, that first hour, 9 to 10, is sensory friendly for our little friends so they can enjoy that. Well, at the end of the day, kids of all ages, doesn't matter.
That's right.
What age they are, they love these vehicles. Yep. And this is a time where you can see these vehicles in a good way.
That's right.
But it also prepares them, should they ever see these vehicles, respond to them, they know what they look like.
Right.
They can hear them. They can see them. So it's part of an education piece. They're not scared if they see one, if they have to call 911 and they see one rolling up to their home or to their car or any other situation. They're familiar with it along those lines. It's all about educating the incoming generation, keeping the ones that we have now, because in times of emergency, when you dial 911, you want whoever is closest to get there and help you for sure. And we certainly appreciate the jobs that you both do And, you know, what you see and what you experience is unbelievable. Yeah. Well, get out there and support Fort Mill Emergency Medical Services, their second annual Fun with First Responders Day on March the 15th from 9 to 3 at Grace Presbyterian Church in Fort Mill.